525. This idea we blow up some government departments and agencies is finally getting its day in the sun. So Brian Roach, who's Luxon's public service czar, to use a Trump term, is talking about hitting Control-Alt-Delete on entire agencies. And you've got to ask yourself, why do we have so many and what exactly is their purpose? Why do we have a ministry for women? Yes, there are disparities between men and women that warrant government attention. Don't get me wrong, but there are also disparities that go the other way. Men make up around 80% of our homeless. Men are 3 to 5 times more likely to die by suicide. If we follow the logic of having a ministry for women, should we not also have a ministry for men? It's not just departments whose purpose is questionable and results hard to quantify, but also the sheer number of them. We've created a beast that multiplies like a virus and adds layers all the way to the top. The New Zealand Initiative did a report, and they found that this country, compared to comparable nations, has 44% more ministers, nearly treble the number of portfolios, and 1.5 times as many departments. Why? Ireland, which it's trendy at the moment to aspire to be like, similar population to us, has around 15 ministers, 18 departments, and 18 portfolios. We have 78 portfolios and 40 agencies. If others can cope without them, and they seem to be all right, why can't we?